It's Saturday morning, and it's time for our Chippewa Valley Technical College update. I've got Mark Denk. He's a farm business instructor, and it's springtime. So we're going to look for some advice for our calving season. I know there's snow out there, but you know, I've got some little ones running around already, and I know there's probably some other ones that are starting to calve or even finishing up. What's going on out there?
We're in calving season, and there's a lot of snow out there yet. Weather hasn't been great. A lot of moisture coming here again. So it's, as always, been a little bit of a challenge, I guess. But, calving season's a pretty important time of year. If you sold calves this last year, probably watch that market kind of keep trending up and up and up and up to the current prices that we have today. And that's due to our tight cattle inventory we have in this country. And so what we're setting ourselves up for here is a very valuable calf crop that we hope to have to sell here this fall at, you know, hopefully a profitable level. This is our time in the cattle industry to try to make some money. So this goes in cycles. We're on a 10-year cycle. And right now we should be able to be profitable here last year and for the next couple. Saying all that, calving season's a very important time of year to ensure that we have those animals available to sell in the fall. So I always like to take just a few minutes every year, this time of year, to talk about some basic stuff. And I always like to start with, you know, our cow herd. You know, have we done due diligence in our cow herd? And I've got cows, and it's a challenge. You know, we should be looking at body condition scoring and getting proper nutrition. Throwing hay bales out there in a salt block is probably not the best avenue anymore. We should have a proper mineral program and really watch those cows to be in good condition to come in the spring. We're hoping that they produce some good quality colostrum. Colostrum is, of course, vital for that calf to have a successful life on the farm. So that cow herd, you know, basic nutrition and vaccination programs. So we're using some kind of a scour vaccination program with those cows to make sure that they do have a good quality colostrum with good antibodies for that calf to ingest and help that gut seal off and prevent invasive things from making them get sick, scours, etc.
And one thing I've noticed this spring with the snow, we've had to think outside the box. There's been a lot of calf coats put on out in that field that I've never done before. What kind of advice? I mean, it doesn't hurt to think outside that box, does it?
Well, you know, there's a reason we don't start calving until the middle of April. I used to try that end of March calving, and I always had the drive out of the valley and hope for the best, you know, because I'm working. So we've put that date off later and later as the years have gone by, but even thinking back to a few years ago when we had 18 inches of snow in May, I mean, how do you prepare for something like that? So something that we've done that's worked fairly well, seems a little unorthodox, but you know, we have a bunch of old calf hutches. If you're out and you got cows that are going to calve and you don't have a building to get them in, we've had some pretty good luck with getting some calf hutches spread around the pasture, bedding them down good. In some cases, those cows calve and we would tube them with a colostrum replacer. Wouldn't even give them the opportunity to nurse because of the weather. And basically, a calf coat or even just get them dried off and put in that, that hutch and give them some time to dry off and warm up. And most of the time, if you came out back in the morning, they were up running around with mama and had nursed. So that's a pretty low-cost housing option for people if we do get these bad stretches of weather. I've seen some pretty nice little setups with calf hutches too, with just some panels with access for calves and not cows, and then a bunch of hutches lined up with a windbreak behind them. Pretty low cost ideas that can, you know, really be a lifesaver if we would get some more bad weather as we go into calving, which I'm almost guessing maybe we might. So you know, call the neighbor dairy farm to scrounge up some old calf hutches or come up with a plan to at least get some kind of a windbreak. But these calves have got to get dried off and got to get a warm meal in their body, and that warm meal has to be at or above their body temperature. That's one thing that you need to make sure of if you're mixing this colostrum replacer, is you don't want that calf to have to try to warm that up once it enters their body. So make sure you get that mix properly and into that calf as soon as possible. And like I said, a lot of times 12 hours later they're up running around and have nursed on mom. So that's my experience anyway.
Well, we use calf buildings. I've got some buildings where the calves can get in and the cows can't, and it amazes me every year how smart those cows are. They put those babies in there. Calves aren't very old and those calves are in there.
Yeah, calves know where the weather's nicer, you know. They're pretty smart that way, and that's why when you know you go looking for a calf and it's hiding, it's usually not hiding up on the bare knob out in the middle of the pasture, you know. So they search out a place that does protect them from the weather. So start thinking about that if you haven't, and also think about some vaccinations for them calves when they hit the ground. You know, some biologicals are becoming more readily used for getting that gut off to a good start. But you're probably looking at one of your most valuable calf crops in your lifetime of farming this year. So, you know, really try your best to have a good, successful calf crop this spring.
And if you really have questions, is it a good place to go ask the vet to see what's out there? And
Your vet is always a great resource. You need to surround yourself with people that you feel are going to help you and your operation become successful. You know, I take calls all the time on different things. It could be a neighbor, a veteran retired farmer, your farm business instructor, your ag extension agent, your veterinarian. You know, people who want to help you be successful are the people you need to have readily available on that cell phone to dial when you need them.
Always some good advice, and you know, grabbing advice from people with experience can go a long way. And that's our CVTC program for this Saturday morning with Mark Dank, agribusiness instructor, and I'm Jill Welke.